American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Traceability, it's becoming more of a global norm.
That's David Craig. He's a consulting project manager for World Perspectives Incorporated, based in Arlington, Virginia, with analysts around the world. Craig is based in Powell Butte, Oregon, and he noted major surveys with producers on how they feel about traceability.
Measuring perceptions and awareness and levels of acceptance among producers, for example, was one part of the study. But really what the study sought to do is reframe the discussion around animal identification and traceability such that the industry can come at it looking at a series of key components, a series of things that they need to consider in the future discussion about this. And from there, we build into what are we doing right now? What are our competitors doing? What opportunities are there for the industry to move this forward productively? And what are the obstacles to implementation or expanding an approach to the animal ID and traceability systems?
Yeah, okay. So the industry is doing some things. We understand it. We need to do more to get open up those markets in China, right? I mean, that's one of the big things that have been pushed this conversation, hasn't it?
And Greg said increasing exports to certain countries may be driving this traceability study.
I think export market opportunities have certainly helped continue to drive the discussion. There is a recognition among industry, based on our report's findings, that this is an issue that needs addressed. There's also an expectation among the industry that that the industry be the leader in this. They, you know, the producers, the folks up and down the value chain want to see this be an industry-driven, proactive approach. Good. And, you know, on the export access front, it's challenging. The data does not really bear out that if you implement traceability, you will get X in export value. But what it does tell us is that traceability, as we showed you there in the foreign country profiles, it's becoming more of a global norm. It's becoming essentially the standard approach among some of the key beef U.S. beef competitors. And how that develops has the potential to negatively impact the U.S. If the U.S., for example, as I said in the study, if trade negotiators can't come to the table with another tool in their toolkit, as we talk about market access.
That's David Gregg with World Perspectives. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.